Salt Lake City will not collect impact fees from new developers for the next year. The city council voted Tuesday night to suspend the fees until they can come up with a system that's better for businesses and taxpayers. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Local governments charge developers one-time impact fees to pay for new roads, parks, and public safety infrastructure made necessary by the influx of new people. Salt Lake City is required to spend the money in 6 years or give it back. Jill Remington Love is director of community and economic development. She says impact fees can be a useful tool.
But we think we could use it more effectively to get the type of development that we want. And so that might mean sometimes there's a reduced impact fee to get sustainable development or for affordable housing or in a particular geographic area of the city that we're trying to redevelop.
Right now, Love says the city has more than enough money in the impact fee account to make up for the 12-month break, and that's part of the problem. By law, impact fees can only be used to pay for a portion of new projects directly impacted by growth. The city has to pay for the rest. That's keeping new impact fee eligible projects from being completed. Over the next year, the council will work with consultants to figure out how to spend the money more efficiently. Salt Lake City Councilor Kyle LaMalfa wants to take a fresh look at impact fees, but he voted against the moratorium, noting Salt Lake City is in the middle of a major development boom.
By failing to collect impact fees during this dramatic time of change in our city, we are setting ourselves up so that the people of Salt Lake City will end up having to pay to maintain that level of service rather than the new entrance to our city.
The moratorium passed 4-2 Tuesday night. Councilor Luke Garrett was not present. The moratorium goes into effect November 2nd. Whitney Evans, KUER News.